Hello, Scatterbrains. Ian here. I just wanted to make a couple corrections, or additions, I should say, in regards to our last couple episodes. Now, in episode 114, the Emperor Norton episode, there were a couple things that were left out that I need to point out. Emperor Norton, if he would have just accepted his losses after he paid $25,000 for the green shipment, and then within 24 hours, the price plummeted 75%, so down to like, you know, worth $6,500, something like that, as opposed to the $25,000 he paid. He was worth $250,000 at that time. He parlayed his original $40,000 when he moved from South Africa into $250,000. He tried to corner the rice market, of all things. More ships showed up in port from Peru with the rice. It caused the cost to plummet, the price to plummet, and he lost 75% of the worth of the rice. Now, if he would have just accepted his losses and moved on, there would have never been a story about Emperor Norton. But what he did was he paid $2,000 on the $25,000 shipment up front, and then tried to protest having to pay the rest of the fee. He didn't want to settle up, and he was taken to court. It went all the way to the Supreme Court of California. This all happened over the course of a couple years. During that couple years that he was going to court and his lawyer fees and everything, he was basically inactive in his business pursuits and not earning any money. And then when all was said and done, he lost the court case. And after all the lawyer fees, the court fees, etc., not earning any income over the course of a couple years, and then having to settle up and pay the additional $23,000 that he had owed, he ended up broke and destitute. So he should have just settled up. Otherwise, there would have never been a story about Emperor Norton. Second thing is, last episode we reviewed the new album Cancer Culture by the band from Poland, Decapitated. And I had mentioned that when, Dan pointed out there in this auto accident or a bus crash in 2007, the singer and the drummer were both badly injured. And I had mentioned that the singer and the drummer were brothers, and the drummer subsequently died, unfortunately. While they were the ones that were injured, the singer and the drummer, they were not the brothers. The brother was the guitar player. Now, he was not injured in the crash, and it didn't seem to be very clear in the episode. But yeah, he was not injured. The drummer, his brother, the guitar player's brother, died. The singer was also injured, and he subsequently was not in the band anymore due to his injuries. I believe he may have actually quit music at that point because of his injuries, due to his injuries. But yeah, the guitar player is now the sole original member, and his brother, the drummer, did die at the age of 23. So I just wanted to make those corrections, and enjoy our Scatterbrain podcast on the go, Volume 3. We recorded this before, during, and after band practice. One of those rare band practices, late on a Sunday night, and we thought we would do it that way just to keep things interesting and change it up a little bit. But I hope you enjoy it. There's some funny stuff in there. This is going to be a short episode, so we will see you next week with a new review and a new topic. And thank you so much. We will catch you on the next Scatterbrain podcast episode, and enjoy episode 116. Scatterbrain podcast 116.
Scatterbrains on the go.
Part 3. Right?
Sure. Yeah. So we're changing it up this evening.
Hanging out outside.
Outside of
Redacted
Studios.
The studio.
And just hanging out. I'm gonna go practice a little bit.
It's a full moon. Oh, it's a full moon.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Lots of clouds.
So what happened today?
Oh man, what a weekend. Actually, I'm exhausted. We had a barbecue and then movie night out front with the neighbors.
Oh boy. So
went and swam.
Today?
No, yesterday.
Oh.
It was awesome. It's fun. Fun.
What'd you do today?
Went to the fair.
Oh, I thought you did Father's Day. Something. Isn't that next weekend?
No, we're doing that next weekend. Went to the fair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was awesome.
Okay.
It was fun. I like the fair.
All right.
Then we talked about this last year, too, about how you don't like stand.
It's always so crowded.
It wasn't. Right. Dude, it was like half full, it felt like. Three quarters full.
That would be fun.
It was. There were, all the rides were there. All the food and shit was there. All the exhibits were there. And then they had, it seemed like fewer vendors that were selling stuff.
Deep fried Twinkies?
We had all that shit, dude.
So nasty.
You know what I had today?
Grease Central, what?
I had a triple decker cheeseburger where the bun is a fucking Krispy Kreme glazed donut on each side. It's fucking obscene.
It's obscene. Pig ear ice cream or, Jesus, just weird shit.
It's pretty good. I like that. I get that every year, actually. But I don't eat the whole thing. I eat maybe, like, half of it.
The one dude does the deep-fried Snickers bars.
They have those. I've had those before there.
Oh, my God.
I had fried pickles today. Those are really good, actually.
You can feel, like, your arteries slamming shut. Yeah.
Well, you only like that once a year. It's not like I do that all the time.
Spicy mustard on cooked carrots. Oh, delicious. What was the other one? Oh, mustard on watermelon. Oh, that sounds just perfect.
Ugh. Mustard on watermelon?
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's some new thing. I don't know. Someone at work was talking about it.
Some new, like, culinary fad?
Some sort of weird, you know, like, sweet and sour kind of thing, but mustard and watermelon. That just does not sound right.
Was it the one you said with mustard? The one before that?
Oh, carrots and mustard.
Cooked? Yeah, I can do that.
No, actually, that's good. Yeah. Watermelon and mustard doesn't make sense.
Does not make sense.
No, it really
doesn't. What's interesting, though, is if you put a little bit of salt on watermelon, it makes it sweeter.
What?
Yep.
How does that work?
I guess the contrast of it or something. I have no idea. Look it
That's
up.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, not like where you see it all, you know, but just like a little bit in the bowl and you mix it up. If you like cutting it.
You sure it wasn't sugar?
100%. Well, I'm sure that makes it sweet too, but.
What if it made it bitter? What if you put salt on it, it makes it sweet. Put sugar on it, it makes it a little bitter.
It would just be more. What if it tastes like candy then.
What if you put the salt on a grapefruit then? What would happen? Because my stepdad used to dump sugar onto a grapefruit and eat it.
I like grapefruit juice.
Yeah. I like it with vodka.
Grapefruits are kind of a pain in the ass to eat.
It's good with gin.
I suppose. They're a pain in the ass to eat. But they're
kind of weird.
But I put salt, sugar on them, for sure. Just a little bit.
How about a kiwis with a Worcestershire sauce? Yummy.
That sounds disgusting. I made this burger, this recipe that my wife found. She gets like this, we get these like, food baskets, not baskets, boxes like delivery. So they have, the idea is supposed to have different recipes and they ship that shit to you. And that, usually we cancel them. She cancels them, but she made the mistake and let these ones come because she just forgot to check the website or whatever it was that was coming.
What was it again?
Just like one of these food services online.
Okay.
And so they had these burgers, which I'm like, fuck, you pay this premium for fucking burgers. I can make burgers. But they had this thing where you're supposed to dice up this onion and then put it in vinegar for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then it's supposed to like marinate it.
Okay.
I was a little disappointed because I would have done that. If I'd known that's what it's for, I should have done it overnight.
Yeah.
Because then it would be much better. Because it tasted good. And then like the vinegar after the fact had like onion in it. So it tasted like, oh, you could put this on a dressing with some oil. Good.
You know what's awesome is do the boneless, skinless chicken breasts. And you can make sure all the fat's off, so it's just the meat. And then you spear the shit out of it with a fork. Like just hammer it with a fork or even like one of those flattening things, you know, with the little spikes on it. Just pound the shit out of it.
Oh, the tenderizers?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or fork works well too. And then just soak it in soy sauce overnight. Oh. And then when you grill it, it's so good, dude.
It's gotta grill it salty though.
Like, oh, it's so salty, but I love that.
Yeah.
And then you grill it till it's almost like beef jerky. It's beautiful.
No.
No. I don't know. I like it.
Do you like your steak super well, too?
It has no red. I can't handle it. It has to be really
like,
well done.
I'm like the complete opposite.
Just medium. Throw it on here, go, pssst, and then
medium,
flip it.
Well, medium rare, so not rare. Not the blue and cold.
But bite it and
red and cold.
Blood squirts out of the side.
Like, cut it. Like, Rupricht with his trident.
Rupricht.
He was eating the Rupricht. He was eating the... applesauce with the cork with the fork with the cork on it.
Yeah. And he sticks himself. Yeah, he's got like, an eye patch.
Yeah, why does he wear that eye patch? And he's like pokes himself.
Dude, I love that movie.
Yeah.
They remade that movie, right?
It was with ladies and it was called The Hustle or something
the
like
Hustle,
that.
The Hustle, right. And I heard it was terrible.
I saw it and it was terrible.
And the Ghostbusters one with just women, I heard it was terrible.
I saw that one and I thought it was okay.
But the roommates saw the new one, and just like you, they said, holy shit, that's a great movie.
The new what?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, I never saw that one.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
They said it was great. I could have sworn you told me it was great. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting.
Never seen it. I saw the ladies one.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything good about
that
it.
That was okay.
Wasn't Phil Rudd the dumb guy or something? Well, he was the stupid secretary
I
or
think
something?
So, yeah.
Joel Rudd. I like him. He's cool. So wouldn't this be kind of a cool gig, getting paid minimum wage, which is now $15 an hour? God damn it, it kind of chaps my hide. But anyway, this guy just plays drums.
So he has to deal with people like us coming in.
We come in, hit the buzzer, and we want a room for an hour, and he goes, screwed up.
Thought I was getting out of work at 11.
Remember that one guy was like that? Yeah. He's like, don't worry, we'll be done by midnight.
But tip him, man, you know?
We always tip this guy. Yeah. I don't think anyone else does. Because last time I tipped him, and he goes, oh, yeah, you thirsty? And he opened up the Coke machine for me. He's all, take your pick. And I grabbed his Orange Crush or something, and he closed it back up, and I'm like, I just tipped him the money that I just used for the soda, so he paid. It's just weird. It's strange.
Well, aren't you bitching about not having something to buy, something to drink?
It was kind of worked cool. Out. It was kind of cool of him. Yeah. I tipped him. He used that money to give me a soda.
Yeah. Very cool. Let's go play. Let's do this, huh?
And then we'll come back and do the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because that's like 10 minutes or something. I brought my cymbals. All right. Be right back.
Well, what do I got to do here? We got to set
setting
up.
The setting up.
The setting up excitement.
Excitement. Okay. So.
Tell me your story.
Okay, so the other week I set up the drums in the garage where I'm at now. And I decided I'm just going to put my phone outside and hit record. See how loud it is outside. And I played for like not even 5 minutes, a couple of minutes. And I went up things all night and I stopped it, then I checked, and it's so loud outside where I'm at, because the garage is on the street. But Thursday night, I came home from work, and I'm like, what is that noise? And the neighbors were all out front in a drum circle, dude. Just all, like 10 people, just bang, 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 just jamming drums out front on Thursday night. And I was like, perfect.
You will not be receiving any resistance to your drums.
I do not think I will.
In the middle of the day.
I do not think I will. I think I'll be fine. Because, well, not to mention the fact that the neighbors there, like right below us, they have that big old pot farm, and they built like a shed out in the back where the son or the grandson or something lives, and he has like chicks coming in and out of there constantly, and they're always partying in that little shed. It's so funny. And I swear there's got to be like 10 or 12 people living in that little house. So they apparently make a lot of noise now and then. I haven't experienced that yet. But every now and then, I swear there's like a full live mariachi band down the street, dude, because it's so loud and it's coming from like in the valley.
Well, that is awesome, man. So you can play.
I think I'll be fine. Oh, I'll be fine.
Yeah. It's more about who you live with, if they'll be okay with taking up the space.
If I do it when
the
volume. The space is the thing. I don't think the volume's going to matter. I mean, it's so far removed from the house. And that, you know, that house is oddly really well constructed, because I'll be playing music in my room and I'll go out in the living room and I can't even hear anything in the living room from my room, which is kind of cool, actually.
It is.
Although when they play movies at full volume, it's like, wow, it's pretty fucking loud.
It's all relative, I guess.
So I have, he has a pretty nice setup too. So see, I have this all set up so I don't have to do all these cymbals. Boom, 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 boom. Let me start quick. And I don't want to hear any shit from you. And there you go. Boom, 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 boom. So the fair, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much does it cost to get in the beer now?
What was it? I think for an adult, like $20. And I went to Costco, and I got the 4-pack of tickets.
Uh-huh.
I got the parking, and then 40 ride tickets, which those fucking things are $1.25 each one.
Oh, wow.
And a ride costs 4, 5, 6 tickets, depending on which type of ride you're going on.
What kind of rides are there?
The usual zipper and all those types of things, you know? We had some fun ones.
The vomit fucking zipper.
Those are great, though. I love all those rides.
So, do you go on a zipper?
Oh, yeah, I went today.
Oh, okay. I know, but I mean, you personally, you don't just stand there and wait for the kids to be done?
No, we...
Did you go in there and just spin that thing like crazy and try to...
That's what we were trying to do. I was with my oldest one.
Trying to get
him to puke. And so we were trying to... Oh, he's all into it, too. So we were just trying to catch the timing and to make it flip over, you know?
Right.
So we were able to get on one of the turns to come down. We were able to get it to spin like 2.5 times, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So we had it going pretty well. It was pretty nice. Pretty fun. So we just trade up, you know? Do different things.
I used to have when Mira Mesa, when that thing would come into town, the little fair with the zipper.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a friend, this guy, Ray, who was such a bastard. And I was that stuck with him on that fucking thing. And he would just, he would try and flip it as fast as possible. And he always had a joint sticking out of his mouth. And he'd be all looking at him, go, hey, with the joint. And he'd just spin it. And I'm just like, oh, God, stop. And, the more like sick looking I got, the happier he got. That guy was such a bastard. He always, like, everywhere, we're talking in the 80s too, everywhere he went, he had like a roach hanging out of his mouth. He smoked fucking joints like cigarettes back then. It's so funny. Probably why he got arrested all the time.
Not like now, sure.
Yeah, he got arrested. He's in jail for probably the rest of his life for something else too. Something bad I don't want to mention. Yeah, it's like, dude, God, what a creep. Anyway.
Did you get that mic from that guy?
Oh, I did not. So I should go get the microphone. So you can hear my wonderful, beautiful voice. Full amplification!
Oh, man.
So I spent like, yesterday I spent like at least 3 hours at my storage getting it all organized, and I forgot I had like one of those portable closets.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. I mean, I set it up, put all my other clothes in there and everything, got it all nice in there. And I was like, I was standing there, I was looking at everything, I'm like, weird that my storage feels more like home than the place I live right now. It's kind of an odd feeling.
All your familiar items are there.
Yeah. When I first walked in, it was kind of hot in here. Hot in here. Okay. Turn it off?
Huh?
You turn it off?
Turn what off?
Your phone?
No.
Cool. Good. You're going to hear some majestic sounds of perfect trash.
Yeah.
And I have my friend Violet. She's going to come in and do some background vocals for us. Since we're so inspired by what we've heard lately from all these bands. Dude, I'll cut this part out, but have you listened to the new Creator at all?
I saw that it was came out, I think. But
came out on the 10th on Friday.
Maybe like a single I saw or something.
But just like the whole skeleton witch, dude. I woke up, I didn't know it was out. I woke up this morning and I'm all, I want to watch some live Creator. So on YouTube, I looked up Creator, and it showed the new album. And I'm like, new album? So I went on Spotify. Came out on the 10th. I'm like, what are the odds of that shit? I'm a psycho. Psychic.
Simulation.
Psychic. But it felt like that whole Skeleton Witch thing. I'm just sitting there, like, looking at the new album going, I had no idea. I don't ever think of Creator, you know? It's like,
which one was the Skeleton? Which one are you thinking of?
Beneath the Permafrost. When I just got up, went to Best Buy for no reason, I'm like, I think I'm going to get a new CD. Walked right over to the S's, looked down, saw that skeleton thing in the front on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Picked it up, walked out, didn't even really look at it. Put it in and went, wow! Aw, talk about a disappointment in life. That's one of them right there. Tisk.
Happens. We've talked about the personality shifts and how they can affect things.
Yeah, if you're a bad drunk, dude, you should not be drinking. That's the bottom line. If you're such a bad drunk that people fear you and make people uncomfortable.
Is that what happened? I know there was like drama.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. He was like abusive to the rest of the band. So much so that the brother fucking kicked him out and the rest of the guys stuck with the brother, you know? It's like, damn, that sucks. I guess the bass player, from what I read, the bass player was kind of terrified of Chance. He felt bullied by him. You know, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
To go on tour with the bully, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound fun? And then he pops open that fucking bottle of whiskey or whatever, and you're like, oh God, here it comes.
Nothing you can do.
What do you do to take it? Until things come to a head, and the brother says, get the fuck out! And then they get some shitty singer and make some subpar album. Hang out, whatever. Actually, I really tried to like that new one too, and it's like, no. Skeleton Witch is dead to me. It sucks.
I knew that when I saw them live.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
It's too bad. The guy's just too.
It's just not.
He's just too normal. He's too average. Like,
I think that's it. That was what was good about Skeleton Witch. So I'm going to get the guitars and all that. They're really good. You know, all the musicianship's good.
Yeah.
But
the vocals,
his vocal style.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but a unique, awesome vocal style. To trade that out for someone who's just kind of the same old fucking, it's like, yeah, boo. What I thought was funny, though, is, you know, Chance drinks so much, he's a bad drunk, whatever.
one of the criteria when they came, what I read was one of the criteria when he first came on board to sing for him, this new guy, was that you got to come over, drink with the band, we'll all get hammered, and see how and see how we get along. They just wanted to make sure he wasn't a bad drunk, is what it was. Get drunk with us, and if you don't get abusive, then you're in. It's kind of a sad, sad commentary. But I think he actually became violent too as part of the film. That's what I read. No one wants to hang out with. No one wants to play music with a violent medium. God damn it, Dan!
What?
Just kidding. Yo, what?
Smack!
Just kidding. I would never abuse Dan. He'd probably kick my ass. After all, I am. What is it? Coward. A coward. Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone. That sucks.
Is that from a
George Carlin? Things you never hear. Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone. Or you're sitting down with your fiance and all the family members, and suddenly your fiance gets up and says, "I gotta go for a second. I gotta take a shit." That's what. There's nothing, what is he saying? There's nothing genteel about announcing to a room full of people taking a dump. Something you never see. A tall, fat Chinese guy with red hair. Or a man running at full speed while taking a shit.
Yeah, I've heard
that. Or a Rolls Royce with a bumper sticker that says shit happens. Or, let's see. What was the other one? A wheelchair with roll bars. I love that one. If I ever have to be in a wheelchair, I'm going to get one with roll bars. My shield.
Your shield. Your...
And
it was your steadfast steed.
I remember back in the days where we played Dungeons and Dragons. Did you ever have friends that played Dungeons?
I did.
You did or did you?
No, I had friends that did.
Uh-huh.
The question was, did you have friends that played that? And I said, I did.
I know. Did you play it though?
I have, but no, I didn't play it. I was not an avid player.
Okay, so that is the... It's the dumbest fucking game in the world, dude.
What's that? What'd you say?
I said it's the dumbest game. Oh, you got it on?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? I said it's the dumbest game ever because I had a couple friends playing it back in like 7th grade or something. And I remember sitting down going, okay, how do you play? And they're like, oh, just play. Pick a character and roll dice. I'm like, okay, what's the object? It's a role-playing game. I'm like, okay, so how do you win? You don't win. I'm like, you're playing a game you don't win? Yeah, you build up your character and you get strengths and stuff. To do what? To build up your character. To do what? How do you win? You don't win. It's like, what the fuck does this make any sense? Does that make sense to you?
It did not appeal to me. That's why when you asked me if I played.
Why would you play a game you don't win? I'll just build up your character. Well, then, okay, my character
RPGs,
now. Character as of right now has the most strength, and I now win. I'm done. It doesn't work that way.
You have to roll the die. Get all your stuff, right?
Whatever, okay. Yeah. A game that you don't win. Like life. Forgot.
There you go. So when do you work next?
Oh yeah, we're as good as done anyway. But I'm gonna go get a burrito. Dude, yesterday I came into town, right? I was gonna hang out with Noah. I ended up hanging out with Gary. The whole fucking storage soap opera.
What happened there?
I'm paying for it all now because they raised it again, like $8 or something. $4 each, you know? And they do that once a year. He should know this by now. Every year it goes up like $8. Simple.
Well, how much is it for the room?
$236 or something like that. And so we're splitting it, right? And they raised it again. He goes, oh, dude, they fucking raised it again. It's like, it's been a year, dude. I said, don't worry about it. Since most of them, it's my stuff in there. I'll pay all but $100. Just pay $100. You keep your shit up. Well, my mom said I could put all my stuff in her garage, so I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm like, fine, I'll take it over. Get your shit out. Still hasn't gotten his shit out. I paid for all of the storage. I went there and I was like moving shit around. And I went and hung out with him. And I'm like, dude, are you going to get your stuff out? Because now I'm paying for it. And I know you're lazy as fuck. You don't ever get anything accomplished. You just sit here and drink beers all the time. Well, we can go right now and take care of it if you want. And I'm all, they close in 10 minutes. Way to go, dude. I know what you're doing. She's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
God damn it.
So who knows how long that's going to take. So I said, next time I go there, tell you what, I'll load up my car with as much shit as I can pack in there of yours, and I'll drive it over to your mom's house. And he goes, really? You do that? Like, he's okay with that. It's like, fuck. I thought he'd go like, oh, wait, I haven't really talked to her. Like, you know, like maybe he was lying to me or something. But he's like, he's all totally okay with me, like showing up.
Showing
alone.
Up and doing it, yeah.
So I'm going to fucking do that. I'm just going to pack all his shit in there, all his racing rims and a fucking racing chair for his car. He's got one box that has nothing but like foam in it. You know, like memory foam, like strips of foam. So a box I opened up because it was half open. And it's just like 10 pieces of foam. I'm like, why does he have this? I don't know, whatever. And I told him about it. He goes, I have foam in there? You remember you have racing, really nice racing rooms. You can get a lot of money for those. He goes, I do?
So you're too nice. You should have just kept it. Back rent.
It's like he doesn't. He's all, I don't even know what shit is in there anyway. And it's like stuff from when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
There's pictures of skulls and like, you know, ornamental shit he probably threw change in or something. I don't know.
So he has no, it's not like any attachment to it, clearly, then.
Apparently not. But he does have one big, like, he has a huge tank of gas that's almost full in the corner of the thing. And it's like one of those monster tanks, like over 10 gallons at least. And it's like
$8 million of fuel.
I picked it up and I'm like, oh my God, this is almost full. Oh, you know what? It wasn't in there yesterday. He fucking thought about it and grabbed it. God damn it. He remembered it because I remember picking it up and going, wow, this is almost full. Now that would have been a lot of it fucking fuel, dude, because it was like at least 10 gallons.
Wow.
But it's like, why would you keep 10 gallons of gas in storage? It's just weird.
He put it there when everyone was hoarding gas.
It's been there since I, you know, what, 6 years that I was.
How good is it going to be then?
It's going to be shit.
Shit, yeah.
It's going to be shit. How long does gas last?
I don't know, but I can't imagine sitting in plastic for that long.
Oh, metal, you know, metal gas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, metal can't be that good either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think it'd eat through the plastic after a while. Yeah, maybe not. They were built for that shit, but.
Oh, that's true.
I suppose if it, as long as it's.
But 6 years, I mean, it's not supposed to be, you know.
I guess it was in the ground for a couple billion years, it'd probably be okay.
But it's refined, though, now.
Yeah, it's true.
It's different, yeah. It's like going through an engine.
Probably has, like, chunks of rust floating on top
yeah.
of it. I'll put it in my engine.
kill the last car. The last will of that car to live, huh?
Dude, that thing cost me so much to drive to work and back now. It's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to do like a hybrid or something. Or
sooner or later, I will. I'd like to get just a basic electric car when it can go more than a couple hundred miles. But they have those fast things now, the fast chargers.
The fast chargers, yeah.
Like 20 minutes or something gets it most of the way up or something. I don't know how that works, but. And I was looking at the map of chargers since the year, I think it was 2010. And they show all the different, you know, because there's Tesla chargers. There's like the GM chargers, I guess. And then there's another type. I forget what they're called. But anyway, they show like the map of it. And then they show all the dots come up over the last 12 years. Dude, and they're everywhere in the country now. It's filled in. I mean, all three of those companies have chargers everywhere except for like in the middle of Nevada and a lot of Utah. There's like nothing. And for some reason, Oklahoma's just jammed with those charging stations. Why Oklahoma? Maybe because it's a midpoint or something.
Perhaps. A strategic spot past Texas or something right before Texas.
Because you're going from Colorado. Anywhere, really, you're going to have to go through Oklahoma. That's true. Guys, how big is fucking Texas? It takes as long to drive from one end of Texas to the other as it does for me to drive to Colorado. That's insane.
That is insane. How many hours is that?
Well, it takes me 16 when I drive straight through to Colorado. It takes me 16 hours.
Well, it takes...
I got that shit down, too. I fucking haul ass. I stop in Las Vegas, take a piss, get something to drink, hop in as fast as I can, go to Beaver, Utah, hop out, take a piss, get something to eat, get back in, and then it's Grand Junction, Colorado. So every 4 hours, I'll hold it every 4 hours and then get something to eat real quick, go to the bathroom, hop back in, 16 hours, boom.
So you don't sleep?
16 hours, no.
So, with all the gas that you put in, isn't it cheaper just to fly?
Well, now it is, for sure, yeah, definitely. But when I rented one of those little economy cars.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos helped me rent that little teeny tiny car that one time. Dude, it cost me $90 to get to Colorado in that car.
What car did you rent?
It was this little tiny thing. It got like 40 miles to the gallon. It was insane. Dude, I filled it up.
Was it one of those like car ride sharing things where you have the app and then you...
No, I just rented it from Hertz.
Okay.
But it was one of those like super economy cars. Uh-huh. Ultimate gas mileage, like barely a back seat, you know. So Stan was like crammed in the back seat, you know. But the thing was like tiny. If I got in a wreck, I would have been dead meat. But it got amazing gas mileage. I filled it up. I didn't have to put gas into it again.
Well, I put more in Vegas. And then as I was going into Colorado, I had to fill it up. Then I drove halfway back, filled it up again. So I only filled it up three times.
When was this that you did that?
That was 2017, I think, or 16.
Okay. So that would have cost you $400 now.
Yeah, at least, dude. When I drove the Buick out there, it cost me $450. That was when gas was cheap.
Dude.
That was when gas was cheap, too.
Yeah.
And the last time I broke down the Eisenhower Tunnel, remember that shit?
Yeah.
That was crazy. It's like, oh, why did I pick the one day where everybody's coming from the mountains back to Denver? Like, everyone goes in the mountains to do camping, all that shit. And then on Sunday, everybody goes back to Denver. So the whole I-70 going through the tunnel and the Continental Divide, everything crammed, bumper to bumper, dead stop. Dude, and I got up that monster.
It's like coming back from Vegas on a Sunday, same
worse.
Thing.
It was worse because everyone was just parked like all day and it was in the middle of July. So it was so hot on top of that mountain and it just dead stopped. And I got to the top finally and my car overheated and stands in the back just totally overheating, dude.
I do remember that.
It's kind of scary actually because I was just kind of trapped on the side of that road forever.
What was the solution exactly?
Well, I called AAA, and then
they had to wait in that long ass line.
Tow truck driver showed up, and he had a big beagle in the middle of. He's all, "How's it going?" And he looked just like Jim, dude. And he opened the door, and I looked at him. I go, "Oh my god, you look just like this guy that plays drums with me." And he goes, "I get that a lot." I'm like, "Really? You do?" He's all, "Yeah." So a lot of people say I look like a drummer. I'm like, but then he picks me up, me and my dog. I have Stan on my lap, and he drives me back down the hill, the other direction to his hometown. Because it's too crowded going back to Denver, so he's not going to give me a ride that way or tow me back that way or whatever. So instead of towing me, he leaves my car. No, he towed me back down the hill like 20 miles to the base of, you know, before the Continental Divide. And then goes, "Oh, I got to go home. My wife's waiting for me," and then left. And I'm like, now I'm further away from Denver than I was before with my car still fucked up. It's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I let it cool down. I topped it off, and I waited for all the traffic to disperse. And then I hauled ass to Denver in that car with overheating. It's like starting to overheat. I pull over. Kick back a bit, walk stand.
We're on the heater.
Totally, dude. And then I go down, I top it off, haul ass going through the mountains, dude. It's crazy. Oh my god. Stan was such a trooper through all that shit. The first time I drove to Colorado with Stan, though, we were going through the mountains because I was going direct, right? And we stopped a couple times so he could walk and everything. And he slept most of the way. But it was the middle of the night, and I'm 2 hours away from Denver still. And Stan's just like in the back, like going in circles, like he's starting to go nuts. And then he goes to the back window, and I turn back, and he's like on the sill, like the window, right, clawing at the back window, like, "Let me the fuck out of here, dude." I was like, "Oh shit!" And I pulled over and let him run around a bit, but I felt so bad. He was literally clawing at the window, like, "Get me out of here." All right, I'm gonna go.
Okay, man. So we're gonna wrap this. Like, what are we gonna do with this
still
thing?
Recording this?
Yeah, she's
awesome,
going.
Bitching. Do we really only have 11 total minutes?
Well, no, because then there was a 7 minute and a 12 minute. So then,
okay,
the 12 minute probably has like 3 minutes of nonsense of quiet because you had to go do whatever you were doing.
What was I doing? Oh,
yeah. Getting microphone and some other shit.
Oh, I have a question before you turn off. Did you do the census thing?
Census.
Yeah. Was that last year?
I'm sure my wife did. She's very civically minded.
Okay, because Ed said it's like a legality. You have to do it. And he was filling it out last Thursday or something.
Mm.
And he texted
me. My wife does all that shit.
Oh, okay. She's he texted me at work, like, "Well, what's your birthday?" And all shit. And I told him, and I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "Legality thing, the census thing." And he goes, "They get pretty personal. They want to know how many times a month I jack off." I'm like, "What?"
Well, on that note.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, see
you. See you next week.